Pat Kerrigan here, anxious to talk with Aaron Abbott. He is here. He's the executive director of REDCOM, in charge of all the dispatchers in Sonoma County. Aaron, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Pat. Good morning.
And happy President's Day to you. First of all, let me say that, you know, none of us who were not sitting in the 911 chairs the night of October 8th and the morning of October 9th can understand what it was like for the dispatchers and everyone surrounding the dispatchers trying to handle those that remarkable number of calls during the wildfire. So let's just establish that straight away. And there are some new procedures that are being formed, a different way to deal with a crisis like that, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right, Pat, there are. And mainly what we needed to focus on were the actual instructions that you give callers who are calling in and maybe surrounded by fire and not know what to do.
Yeah, for those folks who were trapped, and of course, it would have been difficult to try to figure that out, you know, on the fly for a 911 dispatcher. How do you go about putting into place, you know, the kinds of answers that there may be for folks who call 911 and say, I'm trapped, how do I get out?
Yeah, well, so what we did is, you know, we did some research and found out that there was no international or national best practice or acceptable standard that existed. And what we wanted to do was contact our accreditation body, which is the International Academy of Emergency Dispatch. Mm-hmm. And they develop and research and vet best practices for 911 dispatch centers and protocols. And partnered with them and sent them some of our case files and really worked really closely with them to help develop a set of instructions for people who call and express that they're surrounded by fire and they don't know what to do, or there's a fire approaching them and they don't think they can get out of their neighborhood, or the situation outside of their home looks really dangerous, but they're scared to shelter in place inside their house. And so
this is a really situation, for example, where a 911 dispatcher could actually type a question into the computer and then come up with some good answers for that scenario.
Well, we use a system called the Fire Priority Dispatch Protocol System. And actually, this is a system that we're currently implementing. We started implementation earlier this year. Earlier last year, prior to October's wildfires. But part of that system actually is a whole host of protocols for various situations, from being trapped inside a typical structure fire or a train derailment or any other type of emergency you can really think of.
Yeah.
And we use this system in the medical side prolifically and have been using that system for about a decade now. And so now what we're doing is we're applying the fire protocol side to this. And the trapped by approaching fire protocol will be upcoming in one of their newer versions mm-hmm. of their protocol releases. But we've implemented it up here at REDCOM early because we saw an opportunity to help them develop the protocol.
And I would imagine, Aaron, that this, you know, the new system that will be in place could affect 911 operators across the state, across the country.
And across the world, Pat. The protocol that we helped develop with IAED is a protocol that they're going to be releasing internationally. It'll be part of their software programs that integrate with the computer systems and dispatch centers. And you know, one of the silver linings of a terrible disaster is that you have an opportunity to grow and improve and change things, not only for yourselves locally, but for others and help other people by implementing processes and sharing lessons learned with everyone else.
Yeah, and that is certainly one of the positive outcomes in a number of areas in terms of response to the fires, whether it's for the public themselves or for any of the agencies that we so desperately count on. How are the dispatchers doing, Aaron, after that terrible, terrible series of nights?
They're doing okay. We still are monitoring their mental health and trying to make sure that we're giving them all the resources that they need to help cope with some of the terrible situations that they had to assist in night. And we take their mental well-being and emotional well-being very, very seriously. And just like the rest of the responders, their agencies as well as ours are doing everything we can to help them.
Well, in many cases, they are the first responders, and not enough can be said, not enough will ever be said about the kind of courage and commitment that the dispatchers showed that night and well into the next day on the other end of the phone. And that's something that I think will stay with all of us as citizens in Sonoma County for good.
Thank you, Pat. Those are very kind words and much appreciated.
And much deserved. Aaron, thanks so much for being here. We will keep tabs on the process moving forward.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, very good. That is Aaron Abbott. He is the executive director of REDCOM, which is kind of the umbrella agency for a lot of the dispatching units who worked so desperately hard that night and the next morning.